This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Casualties are reported after two Army helicopters collided and crashed over Kentucky. The 101st Airborne Division said there were several casualties after two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near Fort Campbell. Last night's witness, James Hughes, heard the collision.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang, and everything shut down just all of a sudden. So we jumped the truck and came over here, and that's what we found, two helicopters. So.
The choppers crashed in a field just over an hour's drive northwest of Nashville, Tennessee. After reporting this week on Russia's failing economy, Russia's main security agency says it has arrested the Wall Street Journal reporter for what it described as espionage. Russia's Federal Security Service said this morning it had detained Evan Gershkovich, a U.S. citizen in the eastern city of Yekaterinburg. In the aftermath of a deadly tornado that struck Mississippi last Friday, President Biden and First Lady will travel to Rolling Fork tomorrow. Nothing public is on the president's schedule for today. A train hauling ethanol derailed this morning in Raymond, Minnesota, igniting several rail cars and forcing nearby residents to evacuate. Raymond is about 100 miles west of Minneapolis. The town is not accessible to the public at this time. Today is officially opening day for Major League Baseball, and a handful of rule changes are sure to affect how America's pastime is played this year.
The most visible change is the new pitch clock, which affords pitchers just 15 seconds to deliver their next throw and 20 seconds with runners on base. Pitchers must begin their motion in that time or be assessed a ball. Batters not in the box by the 8-second mark will receive a strike. Also, runners may have an easier time stealing bases this year because the bases are 20% bigger, reducing the distance between first and second by 4.5 inches. I'm Skip Kelly,
USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
President Biden plans to sign a resolution ending the COVID national emergency. The Senate voted 68-23 yesterday to pass the GOP-led resolution, with dozens of Democrats backing the measure after being told Biden would not veto it. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen arrived in New York yesterday for her first trip to the United States in more than 3 years. This comes as threats from China that American politicians who engage with her could trigger unspecified retaliation. Her visit through Friday provides Tsai with a rare opportunity to command an international stage and promote the Democratic island to its most prominent champion, the United States. Her and Speaker McCarthy plan to meet in California before she heads home. House Republicans are set to approve a sprawling energy package today.
Republicans called the bill the Lower Energy Costs Act, which seeks to undo virtually all of President Joe Biden's agenda to address climate change. The massive GOP bill up for vote today would sharply increase domestic production of oil, natural gas, and coal, and ease permitting restrictions that delay pipelines, refineries, and other projects. It also would boost production of critical minerals such as lithium, nickel, and cobalt that are used in products such as electric vehicles, computers, and cell phones. I'm Skip Kelly.
The boys of summer officially begin the 2023 Major League Baseball season today. The first two games, San Francisco at New York Yankees and Nationals hosting the Braves, both start just after 1 p.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
But more and more Americans are waking up to the fact that our government is out of control. Of course, Grover Norquist has been sounding the alarm for decades, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to, Americans for tax reform. He is the president. Grover, welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. Good to be with you.
Well, here recently, in a Senate hearing, with the reveal of this incredible increase, as we've been talking about, of IRS intimidation, Janet Yellen says she's going to look into that. So I guess maybe we should be comforted that she may be some sort of restraining element to an IRS that's run amok, that continues to demonstrate just the opposite. I mean, it's like, you know, we're reliving what happened when Lois Lerner and the IRS went after Tea Parties and everything conservative, right?
Yes, and I sense you have your tongue in your cheek when you suggest that we might be helped out by Janet Yellen. It is true that just recently, Janet Yellen said that she really, nobody wanted to get to the bottom of this IRS abuse more than her. She was referring to something that happened 2 years ago. And every time she comes up and testifies before Congress, she says, oh, that's being investigated. I can't speak to it because it's being investigated.
Right.
But I really, want this to be cleared up. This is 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of individuals, tax returns and audits, okay, from a dozen years or more. So somebody could go to through all of the various IRS files, have access to everything. This is not somebody breaking a window in some lawyer's office and stealing one person's tax returns. Okay, this is keys to the kingdom electronically. You were inside their system, from inside the system, and they're sitting there telling the world, theoretically telling Janet Yellen, we can't figure this out. They know exactly who did this. This is people at the highest level that made this break in. This is not something that the janitor stole. This is somebody who had access to everything. They handed it off to a left-wing group. Not to some newspaper. You know, you might go, oh, they're trying to find something, bad or something. No. They handed it to a left-wing group, which selectively tried to leak stuff. They were trying to say, rich people don't pay any taxes. Well, that's not what they found. And then they were going to go, well, rich people don't get audited. Well, most of the stuff they stole was audits. This is how they have the information.
Right.
This is what they say doesn't happen. And it's an outrage. And the Republicans, when they were in the minority in the House and the Senate over the previous 2 years, kept asking, and the Democrats said, we don't care. And then Joe Biden says, do you want to know how much I don't care that the IRS steals people's personal data and gives it to left-wing groups to attack them? That when the Democrats ran the IRS under Obama, that they literally refused to allow not-for-profits that were conservative to become incorporated because you have to get the IRS's approval. And they give you a number. I mean, basically, we're going to do charitable work. We're going to run a political organization, a not-for-profit political organization, and they give you a tax number. So, you know, you don't have to pay taxes, but you have a tax number, so you can file and say, this is what we do, and they look and see that it's really non-profit stuff. For 3 years, one group that sounded conservative got approved. All the others didn't. And exactly. That's what destroyed the Tea Party movement, right? There used to be Tea Party groups in every state, every city. They don't exist anymore because they could never incorporate. And if you don't incorporate, you can't get a bank account. You can't hire somebody part-time.
Right. And Grover, what did it do in terms of election interference? I mean, I have maintained since then, how many voting cycles have we gone through, have been compromised just because of the efforts of the IRS, Barack Obama, wink, wink, to Lois Lerner. And America just yawns. And the Republican Party just yawns on this. And this is the huge problem, because we, the people, the reason that we have authority is because we get to supposedly have free and fair elections. You negate a free and fair election, we the people is meaningless. We have been neutered. This is the problem that we have with our government right now. I mean, to the point that you watch, General Austin before a committee, and he basically, you know, hey, you're not the boss of me. I don't have to answer these questions. I don't need to be accountable here. I mean, I was surprised that even Milley finally surrendered and said, wow, I'm going to look in. I was not aware. I mean, that was an honest answer. He was not aware about the, the drag queen sex shows that were being done on military bases with a DOD, Department of Defense, signature endorsement. I mean, this is absolute arrogance, and this is our government run amok. They're not accountable to anybody. And just like you said with Janet Yellen, oh, well, we're still investigating. We can't comment on that. Well, at some point, somebody's got to be able to get the final answer here, because the way they feel is, look, you're not the boss of me. I can do whatever I want to do.
The IRS is Exhibit 1 on this.
Yes.
They have a union in addition to all the laws, civil service laws, which make it almost impossible to fire people. People at the IRS have been fired for breaking the law, looking at other people's stuff, and they got rehired.
Right.
And because the union rules they have are crazy, the civil service makes it very difficult to fire people for cause. And 100% of the donations that they give to political parties goes to Democrats.
Of course.
98% of the union's giving to candidates, 98% goes to Democrat candidates. We have a one-party state in the IRS. And you wonder, given some of the other stuff that's been happening, where the FBI was telling the tech companies to censor Republicans and conservatives and free market people and pro-life groups. And anything that sound, and that, you know, the list they have, you know, if the word liberty is in it, the Chase Bank, I was talking to somebody who set up a religious liberty committee to Brownback, Senator Brownback.
Yes, right, Kansas. Exactly.
And they were told that Chase Manhattan would not allow them to bank there because they first have to give them their list of donors, who they were going to support, and of course they were picking on them because they were a religious liberty organization, and that is, in Chase Manhattan's view, that's that. Great. That's nice.
Sure. And so you're going to give them your donor base, so now your donors become their next target, right?
You got it. Yep.
this is what makes the world go round in the Beltway. It's all about what they got in you. I mean, this is J. Edgar Hoover on steroids, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just barely beginning to understand it, and we've got to wake up fast. We've got more from Grover after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are millions of people in India, but only 2.4% of them know Jesus as their Savior. As a religious minority, Indian Christians often endure violent attacks due to their beliefs. Attacks on tribal Christians in central India recently left nearly 1,500 people homeless and traumatized. As horrifying as these reports are, Christ warned his followers that we will be persecuted in his name. It can be difficult for us in America to understand the fear true persecution creates, but millions of believers worldwide face that reality every day. It's crucial that we encourage people in these regions with God's Word and stand with them in prayer so that our brothers and sisters in Christ know that they are not alone in their struggles. To learn how you can pray for believers who regularly face persecution for their faith, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Is on their high horse, as we were talking with Grover Norquist just a moment ago, and it's never ending. And then, as if that's not enough, you know, on the horizon, what do we got? 85, 87,000 IRS agents with guns and ammo? I mean, this is amazing. I mean, the federal government has a rough enough time, Grover, training, you know, officials, training law enforcement how to utilize a gun. Now you're going to get a bunch of these, you know, yahoos coming in that hopefully no addition and subtraction, and give them a gun and bullets. this is a recipe for disaster on the horizon, is it not?
It is, and there's a very serious challenge, and that is that, one, you're quite right, the IRS has been given guns, hundreds, thousands of guns. I don't know why the IRS needs guns. When we heard that the IRS sent somebody to go harass a journalist, left of center journalist, yes, who was critical of the FBI and the Biden administration. Now when the FBI, the IRS comes to talk to you, you do wonder if they're carrying a gun. It's not just sending you a memo. There's a very serious challenge. With the gun thing you mentioned about training, there actually have been reports over the last years where they go in, and they have found that in point of fact, there have been more accidental discharges of guns, yes, owned by the IRS than actual shooting the gun on purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is Keystone Cop stuff. They are definitely not seriously trained. And mm-hmm. what they want to do is give them more guns, more cars, more guns, more cars, more authority, more power. $80 billion hiring 87,000 people, and only $3 billion of the 80 is going to go to services. Meaning, you call into the IRS, maybe instead of 19 or 20% of the calls getting picked up, it could be 25-26% of the calls. That's not where the money's going. The money's going to bother middle class people. I know they like to say it's rich people. This is not true. And the Republicans said, well, tell you what we'll do. We will pass a law to go along with all this money you want that says there will be no increase in audits of anyone who makes less than $400,000, which is what Biden likes to claim he's doing. The Democrats unanimously voted that down. You want to know who they're planning on auditing? They just told you.
Exactly. No, they self-indict. All you have to do is pay attention. And, you know, the weaponization of the institutions have gotten out of hand, like you were talking about this journalist, because he had produced the Twitter files, and knock, 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 4 days later. I mean, he could have been waiting 4 days online, you know, for an IRS agent to answer his call. And maybe that's what we ought to do, is when they come, just have your IRS folder out, your tax forms out, and start asking them questions. Here, maybe you can help me. I'm having a problem with this deal here. How am I supposed to answer this? You know, and maybe to tie them up. You know, surely I jest here. But, you know, the fact that they're weaponizing the federal government, every institution, this is what's going on. And just like you said, you know, we've been living under a one-party government for many years. And as you brought out, Grover, you know, this is what Joe Biden is used to. He's not used to having a debate and really not getting his way, because Democrats have been used to over the years. You said what, over six decades have been used. It's been an automatic. They get their way. Now, all of a sudden, they're not getting their way and they're kicking and screaming.
From 1932, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt won and had a Democratic House and Senate come into power with him, until 1994, which is the year that 96% of Republicans signed the pledge never to raise taxes and kept it. For that 62-year period, the Republicans had control of Congress for 4 years total, 2 years under Eisenhower, 2 years under Truman. The rest of the time, the Democrats ran Congress, and it was a one-party state. You know, a Republican president could veto things, but you can't pass things, you can't raise taxes, you can't cut taxes. You can just stop some things, which means slow it down. Mm-hmm. And what then happens? Well, the Democrats come back and they'll pass the bill later, after you're gone. And that has been Joe Biden is so old that he remembers those years before 94. I'm not sure he remembers all the stuff after, but he remembers well that democracy, in his mind, meant the modern Democratic Party runs everything. And the idea of a Republican Party that votes no, or that cuts taxes, or that says let's have less regulation, that's in his mind, that's not democracy. Democracy is the government keeps getting bigger, and my friends get elected. That's how you know the election's fair, and then you're off to the races. And when they say they don't, a country's not democratic, so they don't like some of the countries in Europe that tend to, Poland, they don't like Hungary, they don't like Poland, they don't like Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, and so on. And they're, oh, they're not democratic. What do you mean by that? They have democratic elections. Well, they didn't elect the people we wanted. When Brazil elects the wrong person, that's not democratic.
Exactly. And, of course, heads really exploded in 2016 that the residue of gray matter of the brains of Democrats is still, you know, hanging over the horizon. It's so unbelievable. Grover, I wanted to address something on your website where you're talking about how ATR is putting, you know, I was going to say the pressure, but you're actually encouraging all members of Congress to vote yes on H.R. 1. Explain to our audience the Low Energy Cost Act of 2023.
It goes through all the good ideas that people have to make it easier to get more oil and natural gas and nuclear power, and to drop the cost of energy, to have permitting so that it's faster to get a new power plant. So that the energy costs in Germany are so high because they do all this green stuff that German manufacturing isn't as competitive as it used to be. They want to do that to us. They want to make our costs so high that we're not competitive. Then they'll put up tariffs called, you know, green tariffs, and right. Then we'll be Argentina, which is not a good idea. Because it's been tried before and it doesn't work very well. This is a series of all the good ideas that reduce the cost of energy. And there's more that I'd like to do. This is what all the Republicans could agree to. I mean, there's some Republicans from New York that are more quote-unquote moderate or whatever, or you know, people who want to make sure X, Y, and Z. So this is the easy stuff. This is the low-hanging fruit on things we can do to reduce the cost of energy. And almost every Democrat's voting against this stuff. It's very interesting. The Senate will not even allow a vote on it because they don't want people to know how crazy the Democrats in the Senate are.
Yeah, this is, and of course, the craziness continues with our zero energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm. What's her war on appliances? I mean, did she just wake up on the wrong side and maybe her washer and dryer came at her in the middle of the night? She had a nightmare, and now she's, she's just declaring war on anything that's attached to a cord. So now we got war on air conditioners, right?
Well, and the reason we do is that the left has been working on this for years. This has been on their to-do list. It shouldn't have been a surprise to us. We need to read their magazines and their articles more quickly, because this has been on their list of things to do for some time. And they're now writing things that they'll, you know, publicly tell you on CBS, you know, 10, 20 years from now. But these bad ideas get thought up in academia and very left-wing groups, and then they hide them until later.
Yeah, and where's the debate and the understanding to say, hey, I think getting rid of gas stoves, ovens, washing machines, and refrigerators is a good idea, and I'm so glad you brought that up. What happened to that understanding?
They're not interested in having a debate. They're interested in imposing it on everybody and telling them what to do.
It's like you said, in their world, it only works one way. It's their way or no way, Jose, right?
It is, yep, sadly.
Unbelievable. Grover, how can we get behind ATR and support the cause here?
The website is ATR.org, Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org. I tweet at Grover Norquist.
Grover Norquist, he's the president for ATR. Thank you, Grover.
Sponsored
Take
by
care.
Meta. It's important that people, especially young people, connect with others on social media in an environment where they feel safe. Instagram has launched many features to help. Quiet mode gives people more ways to focus and set healthier boundaries. Once enabled, people won't receive any notifications, their status will change, and Instagram will send an auto-reply to messages. Instagram prompts teens to turn on quiet mode, but it is available to everyone in the U.S. Dana Geldwert at Instagram.
Quiet mode gives teens another way to take time for themselves, like at night, while studying, and during school. We also send notifications encouraging teens to take regular breaks, We nudge them towards other types of content if they've been looking at the same topic for a while. And we have parental supervision features that let parents and teens navigate social media together. We'll continue to work closely with parents, experts, and policymakers on new features so teens can foster their relationships in a positive, supportive environment.
For more details, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
USA News Update. Casualties are reported after two Army helicopters collided and crashed over Kentucky. The 101st Airborne Division said there were several casualties after two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near Fort Campbell. Last night's witness, James Hughes, heard the collision.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang, and everything shut down just all of a sudden. So we jumped a truck, came over here, and that's what we found, two helicopters. So
the choppers crashed in a field just over an hour's drive northwest of Nashville, Tennessee. In the aftermath of a deadly tornado that struck Mississippi last Friday, President Biden and First Lady will travel to Rolling Fork tomorrow. Nothing public is on the president's schedule for today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have some top wellness tips to share with you to feel springtime fresh. I think that's what we all want. And Grace Gold is going to be back with us in just a few moments to talk about the approved tips, tricks, and tools to help you transition into this upcoming warmer weather. Yes, it's just around the corner because this chilly winter months, are going away and making way for better temperatures and springtime. All that good time and wonderful part of the year that we love to bask in. And so as a result, we'll need to switch up more than just your wardrobe. Grace is here to share tips to refresh your wellness routine, help transition dull winter complexions into a radiant spring glow just the way you like it, from sunscreen and moisturizers to self-care essentials and tips for quality R&R. She's got everything that you need to know to keep yourself feeling fresh, glowing, and protected. That's what we like. Grace, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, with all that big buildup in hoopla, I know you're not going to disappoint us. You got some great top-tier ideas to share with us to help us feel our best as we enter in this new season, right?
Absolutely. And, I'm actually going to start with talking about blue light because this is something everybody's very concerned about these days. And a great way to boost your spring wellness routine is to protect yourself from blue light. It's going to help you with better sleep and reduced eye strain. And a great way to do that is with Zenni Block lenses. They really are a spring wellness essential for both adults and kids. So they help block blue light emitted from your phones, tablets, other digital screens, which have been linked to disrupted sleep, tired eyes, blurred vision, and so much more. Now, those block lenses can be added to almost any pair of Zenni frames, including your prescription or non-prescription glasses, as well as your sunglasses. There are more than 3,000 frames and stylish collections you can choose from, so you can express your personal style with prices that won't break the bank.
Grace, I'm so glad that you brought up blue light. It is so pervasive and underreported in terms of the ill effects that it has on, on our sleep and the other parts of our biology, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's not just adults. It's the kids who are on their iPads, on their screens, on their video games. And it really is doing a number on sleep and eye strain.
Yeah, and their overall health, because when their sleep is compromised, I mean, we know that better sleep leads to better health. And especially when you mention, you know, our kids, you know, they're spending endless hours, it seems, you know, in front of a computer screen or their mobile device. I mean, this is something that we just, you know, have overlooked, because sometimes we feel, well, if the kids are quiet, you know, that's a good thing. But at what expense, right?
Exactly. And we know kids need more sleep than we do, for sure, to help grow and to be healthy and for their immunity and everything. So this is definitely something to think about.
That's a great point. I'm so glad you brought that up. Hey, can we talk about keeping our hair feeling smooth and hydrated?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of us get drier hair as the weather gets warmer. We get frizzier hair. A lot of people want to use products with more natural ingredients these days, and that's why I really love Maui Moisture's coconut milk shampoo and conditioner. Now, this is really ideal for wavy to tightly curled hair with ingredients that provide up to 50 times softer and smoother curls just in time for that warmer, more humid weather. It's blended with 100% aloe as the first ingredient. It moisturizes, strengthens, helps with frizz control. There's also coconut milk in here, guava extract, mango butter. Makes your hair look amazing, but I got to tell you, it smells amazing as well. It's got coconut floral and woody notes that are just so perfect for spring.
Exactly. And so whether you've got curly hair or whatever type of hair, I mean, this is something to consider so that, you know, your hair can be feeling smooth and hydrated. You know, and sometimes it's hard for people to think, does my hair, you know, I didn't realize my hair needed to be hydrated. I thought, you know, just taking a shower was all it needed, right?
Yes, you definitely need that hydration, and hydrated hair will also be less frizzy. So that's a big tip for many of us this summer.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, yes, we got warmer weather that comes in. There's environmental elements that impact the hydration with our hair as well, right?
Exactly. And so I also suggest to people, you know, if you do have more textured hair, more waves, more curls, this is a season when you want to embrace that, because it's just going to make your life easier. You don't want to fight it with the hot tools, with the hair dryers, which are going to cause damage. So using a product like this allows you to wear your natural hair better as well.
I hope you're taking notes. There will be a test afterwards. No, just kidding. We're talking with Grace Gold. She's the beauty, wellness, and lifestyle expert. She's appeared on Today, Good Morning America. This is why you recognize her voice. And this has been her heart and passion, you know, beauty and wellness. You like grew up with this passion, didn't you?
I did. You know, I've always been the person people went to get their prom makeup done or get their beauty tips. And, you know, I decided, hey, let me make a living out of this and help everyone out there.
Yeah, why not? Because I think at the end of the day, whatever it is, whatever, you know, job or whatever, you know, you know, whatever we choose to do in our lives, we want to be a positive contributor to people's lives. And you've been able to do this, like you said, whether it's helping people, you know, with their proms and hairstyles and that sort of thing. So let's talk about any other essentials that you can share with us today that we should take note of, Grace.
Sure. Well, you know, Bill, when it gets warmer, we're more active. We're doing more things. That can mean people are experiencing more muscle pain, stiffness, and bruising in the springtime. Maybe you're exercising more. You're doing yard work. You're working on those home improvement projects. Having a pain relief gel on hand is really key. And unlike other over-the-counter pain relief gels, boron Arnicare gel, it will not only relieve the muscle pain, it also relieves swelling from injuries, also discoloration from bruises, and I love that it's made from a type of mountain daisy called Arnica, which is natural. It's very convenient. You can take it at the first sign of pain and bruising. This is also fragrance-free, so you can use it discreetly without a medicinal smell. Non-greasy, absorbs quickly, so you can feel better faster. A definite must-have for your medicine cabinet this spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can attest, this works. I have used it myself. It is a blessing, and it has helped me in so many ways, and especially ever since I was in just a minor bicycle accident. I hit some wet ground, my bike slipped out from underneath me, and boy, I'll tell you, I really took a hard blow on my hip, and thank God for Boron. It has really helped me in managing, you know, the pain and stiffness that I've been enduring. Now it's been like almost a year and a half. I mean, this has really been a slow recovering injury, Grace, I got to tell you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that happened, Bill. I'm glad that this is helping. Tell me a little bit more about how you're using it, how it's helping you.
Well, you know, as a topical, you know, I just, you know, cover my hip area and I apply it, you know, quite liberally. And, you know, I'm still able to, you know, ride my bike and, you know, play golf and do that with a minimal amount of inconvenience. So, you know, we like it when, you know, we experience, you know, products like this that, you know, fulfill their promise. And this is how I've used it, and it's been very effective for me.
That is amazing to hear. And, you know, I think people have heard of Arnica, and many people don't realize it is literally a mountain daisy. It's a natural ingredient that nature has given us to help with stiffness, bruising, and all these types of things.
I love these natural elements like this and these components that, you know, whenever they can be utilized, it's so much better than, you know, filling ourselves up with all kinds of, you know, chemicals, like as if we're not exposed to enough chemicals just in our daily lives. So, again, just to kind of summarize before we wrap things up here, Grace, you know, we got to be mindful of the blue light and better sleep as we enter this new season. Maui moisture, right? You know, to hydrate our hair and smell good. People love the smell of hair, and I love hair that smells nice too. So that's really good. And of course, boron as well. You've given us some great tips here. Anything else as we wrap things up? And also tell Grace the people where they can go for more information.
Sure. Well, my last tip: get yourself a moisturizer with sunscreen in it, so that you don't forget to wear your sunscreen every day this upcoming spring and summer. And you can find out more about everything I talked about at d6news.com/springbeautyandwellness.
She's the beauty and lifestyle expert. Grace Gold has been with us. Thank you, Grace. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified.
Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Before the top of the hour, you know it's time to talk Hollywood entertainment from a biblical worldview with the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, joins us now. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Hey, what's happening here? I was just reading on the website, self-harm posts jump 500% on Twitter. Also this morning, I was reading something that some of the kids in school, what do they call it, beezing or something, where they're using some lip gloss or something, Burt's Bees, and putting it on their eyes, and TikTok is all involved in this, this latest encouragement that is proving to be quite harmful. I mean, what is happening?
Yes, this is a horrible thing, because what happens is that the kids start clicking on things, and then the algorithm will show them more and more of that thing. So, like, it'll mm-hmm. show them how to self-harm or something like that. So it's really not a good thing. And it says that it's up. Hashtag jumped to 30,000 mentions per month. So the hashtag, self-harm, and they've shortened it. So, probably only the younger people understand what the shortening is with the hashtag. But it's so sad that this is happening. You really have to be mindful of what your kids are looking at, and we have to think about the next generation. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, most of us wouldn't even think, our kids are exposed to this. But this is the dangerous and pernicious aspect of TikTok and some of these social media entities, is they're tracking our kids. And even if they just have a quasi-interest in the topic, next thing you know, they're being bombarded with this. And, right now, it seems that, our mental health is under a bombardment with things that are quite injurious, right?
Oh, for sure. And they say that something like 45% of young people are constantly on their smartphone. So, that's where they're spending all their time. Even if they're in school, they're probably sneaking in and watching it and stuff like that. So this is really crazy.
Yeah, it's no doubt. I mean, parents have to be more vigilant than ever. I've maintained, as you and I discussed before, Evie, is that the kids today have more options than when, I was growing up or you're growing up. I mean, you're another generation yet away from me. And you think about the options you had when you were in school versus what's available to these kids today. And again, this mobile device. the cell phone that we got to make sure our kids have because we want to be in touch. We want to make sure in case of an emergency we know how to contact them. All those good reasons that are there to justify why our children should have cell phones. But then the other part is give them the cell phone and now all of a sudden they have exposure to a whole nother world that maybe we were somewhat casual about that we didn't really even think because we want to think that most people are going to watch out for our kids. But that doesn't seem to be the case right now in today's culture with, you know, all that's going on, you know, the sexualization of our kids, drag queen story hours and all the stuff that's happening in entertainment. I mean, music, the kind of music and the lyrics that are out there that, you know, maybe our kids wouldn't even think to listen when they're at home with us. But yet when they're on their own in their peer group, they're all kind of, you know, participating in all this stuff. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so the one good news is that those dumb—they call them dumb phones—but it's the phone that I grew up with that are very limited flip phones and stuff. That's on the rise. So I think that's a good thing, right? Because they're tired. You know, they need to take. You know, we need to be mindful of how much we're consuming, and so maybe this. You know, taking it back a bit and kind of regulating yourself through. These use of these dumb phones, which are just, you know, flip phones that can barely do too much, but they can call, right? Because we need that for the kids. We need the kids to be able to call us. But, you know, another thing is that the social media needs to take, you know, they need to take action. They can't be, you know, why are they not taking off the stuff about cell farm? Why are they not taking off the stuff about, you know, eating disorders and how to, you know, partake in eating disorders? Why are they not, or suicide or anything like that? You know,
they're not incentivized, Evie. They don't know how to monetize by removing bad stuff. There is, you know, we are in the culture of instant gratification. If I get the clicks, that converts to dollars. I'm rewarded for that. And so there's no ethics. There's no conscience involved. It's just, hey, look it, I got the clicks. That's all that matters, right?
Yes. Yes, you're right. And it's unfortunate because they were so, you know, on it when they were anybody was talking about COVID.
Yeah, right.
Vaccine. It was like it would pop up instantly saying, oh, this is misinformation. I mean, why don't they do that kind of parameters for those things that are really self-harming and hurting children?
Yeah. Well, they don't care about our kids. That's really what it comes down to, because if they did, they would. It's just that simple. I mean, they cared about what the government wanted to, the message the government wanted to. That was clear, so they became intentional. And we got the response, just like you said. We were kept up to date, and even though it was misinformation, you know, as we find out later, it came from the government, and they're supporting the government, so they're the arm of the Democratic Party, so we found that real quick. Hey, let's talk about Andrea Bocelli and his new music special, The Journey.
This is a beautiful music special, and Andrea Bocelli was, you know, he's an incredible singer, he's a tenor, and he's actually blind, so it's just amazing what he, how he performs, and so he did this special with his wife, and they're riding horseback through Italy. The Tuscan landscape is all around them, and people come and, you know, perform with them, like Tori Kelly and Michael W. Smith, and Taya, who is from Hillsong, and so it's just a beautiful production. It's like a musical special, a Fathom event. So it'll be this weekend and probably Easter weekend.
Now, Andrea Bocelli is riding a horse?
Yes, even though he's blind. It's pretty incredible.
I'm going to say, how is this happening? I mean, you know, wow, has he got a polo stick there that kind of helps guide him along or what?
He does have
a stick,
but I'm not sure how, you know, I don't even know how that works, because it's pretty incredible that he can do all that.
Well, as if he's not incredible enough already, here you've got this very gifted artist who is blind riding horses on the journey, this musical special. You say it airs this weekend?
Yeah, so it'll be this weekend, a Fathom event, and it's a beautiful production. You know, you'll sit there and you'll hear the music. It's all worship music, and you know, it's just a beautiful time period. It's not really like a movie, right? It's not anything like the Marvel movie, which is
right,
fast paced. This is slower paced, and this is, you know, a lot of music. And so it's just a very nice experience.
And the fact that it's worship music, too, from Andrea Bocelli. I mean, wow, I can't wait to see this. This is going to be real special.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Next up is the Return of the King. And this is the Return of the King, the return of the return, because it's coming back, celebrating its 20th anniversary, right?
The Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King. It's going to come to theaters because it's the 20th anniversary. And those movies were fun, and those movies, you know, had a lot of biblical allegory, the Lord of the Rings, because we all know that that's how they were written originally and the intention. And so it's fun that, you know, you can go back to the theaters for it and, you know, bring probably older teenagers because there's a little bit of scary stuff in there, but they're nice movies, right? They're fun movies.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the production values, I mean, they definitely have upped the game. When you get that kind of investment behind movies like this, they're quite epic. And the fact that it has staying power 20 years later, you know, just says something about the quality of the movie, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's still, you know, it's still very well done. You know, you don't, you get invested in the story when you're watching it. And so it's incredible what they achieved with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking earlier about the influence of social media, TikTok specifically. You know, Congress is debating, and there was quite the reveal about this on many levels. I mean, and what they were more concerned about was national security. But, you know, we've got parents that are saying, wait a minute, you know, we've got to look at, you know, more importantly, is the security of our children. And you have a parent at movieguide.org, their story, whose son committed suicide, and they're warning of TikTok's lack of safety, right?
Yeah, so this is really horrible because, you know, like we're talking about, but, you know, this representative is saying, you know, TikTok is destroying lives, and this boy was looking at stuff on his TikTok, and the algorithm was showing him, the parents say that his page for you, you know, they curate a page on TikTok and on Instagram that says stuff that you would be interested in, but you haven't clicked on yet. And so all of it was the algorithm was telling him all these suicidal posts. And so it was curating that for him. I mean, that's pretty evil if you think about that.
Yes.
That's very evil. And so this is serious that the safety needs to be in place for that.
Well, you know, remember there was a case not that long ago where a young girl, I guess she got tired of hearing the boyfriend saying he was going to commit suicide, and she basically just kept saying, look, I'm tired of hearing about it, just go ahead and kill yourself, right? And
yes.
This went to court.
Yes, that was a horrible situation where, you know, she was promoting it with him and stuff, so...
Unbelievable. Well, she is the hostess with the mostest, as we say, of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll. Evie, how can people connect with Movie Guide?
Go to movieguide.org.
Hey, it's just that simple. Check it out for yourself and check out this the journey. And the poster has Andrea Bocelli on a white horse. He's riding. It's an actual picture of him riding the horse, believe it or not. That's that music special.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.